Okay, ahí los veo. Está bien.
Hello?
Hey Kyle, sorry for the wait, brother.
No problem.
Alright, let's do that. So, alright. Alright, what times, I just want to verify, what times and what days that you wanted to show on Google that you're open from?
Well, it could be, I mean, every day, 24/7.
24/7, okay.
Like, just trying to get more calls, you know, for that sake.
Okay, and then how many miles outside of Beachwood are you willing to travel?
Well, we moved to Manchester, so
that's right.
Let's just say a 30-mile radius.
30 miles, okay.
Yeah.
Remind me, did you have Facebook yet or not?
I have Facebook, but not for business, so I guess
not. Business, okay, no worries. Okay, and then you need a website as well, and you have pictures, okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I have a website. I have a website through VistaPrint, like it's through Wix, but it's kind of like a bare minimum website. So
we're gonna make it. That one.
Okay.
Don't worry about that, brother. Okay.
Okay.
Security question for the account: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name, brother? You can choose one.
City I was born in.
Go ahead.
Long Branch, New Jersey.
Long Ranch.
Long Branch, yes.
Oh, Long Branch. My apologies.
No, no problem. I actually got a call right now, so I'm getting ready to go, but I need your call.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I will. I'll get you off the phone in 5 minutes, brother.
Okay.
And then, what time were you available tomorrow? You told me.
No, I didn't tell you yet. I think, can we do noon, or is that a good time for the IT?
That is a good time, actually. I was going to tell you that. Okay, let's do noon. All right. Bear with me 1 second.
Okay,
perfect. Right, and the card that you're using, Kyle, is it a business card or a personal card, brother? Sorry, I don't know if you answered because I can't hear you. Hello, Kyle, are you there?
Okay. Walk outside because
okay, I'll wait for you because, yeah, I still sound like a robot right now, but it's crazy because you sound perfect and then you... All I hear is,
All right.
Okay, you sound good. Okay, so I said, is the card a personal or a business one?
The card?
The card that you're processing the payment with, is it a personal card or a business?
It'll just be a personal one
now. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to match identically on the name, so... Does it say Kyle Venerable, or does it have a middle initial?
Middle initial.
Okay, and what is that?
But actually, can I use, I mean, in your opinion, what would be more, a better decision, to put this on a credit card or a bank account? Because, like, I believe everything you're saying, but, like, I don't, say if it was, not that you are a scam, but if it was some type of a scam and they charged the bank account, versus charging a credit card, like I can just dispute the charge on the credit card versus them, you know, siphoning money out of a bank account, actually. I don't think you guys are a scam, but I'm just curious.
No, it's perfectly understandable, brother. I mean, we've been in business for over 20 years, and, you know, if I tell clients, and you're not the first one to say that, you know, I mean, that's why everything is in writing. You can always check us out and everything, but I tell people, you know, if you're going to, you know, if anybody can pull a scam on you, I mean, it doesn't make sense to to scam you over 300 and some bucks, right? I mean, but again, I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's your discretion, whatever you want to use. Again, we are a very, very, very reputable company backed up by the Better Business Bureau and a direct channel partner to Google. So we're not in the business of any funny business, Kyle.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for over 20 years, and we're not going to put our reputation on the line for any amount, for that matter. You know, whether it's 300 and some change or 100 bucks. I mean, it just, it's not worth it. You know, I mean, again, whatever card you feel that would be best for you, that's fine. Obviously, you're right. I mean, you can always dispute this if you felt like, hey, man, this is a scam or anything of that nature. Yes, you can dispute that with the bank, obviously, with either card. It doesn't have to be the bank or not.
Okay. Well, I'll do it on a credit card then, but it's my wife's credit card.
As long as you're authorized
right.
to use it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's her name?
It's Lisa R. Venerable.
Lisa, and that's with an S or with a Z?
With an S.
Okay, and then it's middle initial. You said R as in like rabbit, right? R?
Rabbit, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then same last name, okay. And you are authorized to use this card, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just got to ask because the line's recorded, so if she ever calls back and tries to chop off my head and say, hey, why did...
Why yeah, yeah, no, that's good,
it?
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, man, let me play something back for you.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay, perfect. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
American Express.
Amex, okay. Perfect. All right, when you're ready, you can provide that card number, brother.
Okay, 3797-932-169. 51007.
Okay. Expiration date?
2/28.
Okay. And then the security code for Amex is going to be 4 digits in front of the card.
Okay. 4413.
13. All right. Stand by here for a second. I was going to say Lisa. That's the name I have here. No, Kyle, I'm sorry. Stand by for a second, Kyle, while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And that billing address does match that 708 Hayward Avenue in Beechwood?
Well, it changed now. We live at 2509.
2509.
Well, 2509 Huckleberry Road, Manchester, New Jersey. That's our new one.
Okay. And what is that zip code there?
08759. And then also, I'm just curious before you process payment or if you already have. So is this the $400 for today and then it's the $299 per month?
That is correct. That is correct. That's what you're
connected
with and we're going to respect that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because so
it's $398, not $400, just to be exact. Okay.
Okay. So $398. Okay.
And then it's $299 moving forward. Correct. Yeah. Later down the line, you're right. If you wanted to cancel and restart again, you can do that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And then I have a zip code that pops up. I think I have the wrong zip code. What's the zip code?
Manchester is 08759.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second.
No problem.
I'm trying to be as fast as I can, brother. I know you're a little hurry there, so.
Yeah, well, I'm just getting in the truck now, so
I can
still talk.
Yeah, 2 minutes, I'll get you off. Jesus Christ, I accidentally removed the address. I'm so sorry. Say that to me.
No problem. 2509 Huckleberry Road. Manchester, New Jersey, 08759.
Alrighty, there it is. Okay. Oh, okay. This is why it was not popping up. It's coming up as Manchester Township.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, So I kept saying, okay, I must be doing something wrong, and now I see, and it's a township. Okay, just for future references, if you ever do anything, Kyle, that's the reason that it wouldn't go through. Just want to mention township.
Okay.
Aside from that, okay. All right, let me read our disclosure to you, and then we can wrap things up here.
Sounds good.
I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, the reason behind this. We do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, can you please state the name of the company?
Venerable Drain Service, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Kyle Venerable, owner-operator.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Venerable Drain Services, LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing and credit card that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Kyle, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as a direct channel partner to Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Your initial payment term has been processed today, June 9th, for the total amount of $398. Your next payment will not be due until July 9th, and moving forward is $299 per month. Keep in mind one thing, Kyle, that this is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service. You will always hold the right to stop or cancel the service at any time after the first month if you're not satisfied. Okay?
Got
so,
it.
You know, I don't think that's going to be the case, but I have to let you know that you have that
okay.
right after the first month. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Bear with me here. Let me just get things processed, and then, you know, we're set for noon tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
You will start getting emails, okay, that are going to come your way saying welcome to the company. You're going to get one email in particular that that's going to have three little boxes that you have to fill in. When you get a chance, make sure you get to that. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. It's going to have three little boxes. The first box says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to. The second box says that the card that you provided, you're authorized to use it, and all the information you provided is correct, and that your next payment is done recurring until July 9th, and the amount is going to be $299. So there's two things that happen once you fill that in, Kyle. Once you get those boxes filled in, one, we lock you into that $299 rate, so make sure you get that done as soon as possible. And two, we're going to give you access to our dashboard. What's the dashboard? The dashboard's going to allow you to see how many people are logging into your business profile on Google, how many clicks are being done from Google, how many phone calls are being generated from Google. Everything that we're able to see on the back end, Kyle, we're going to give you access to that. Okay.
Cool.
So make sure that you get that done. And then right underneath that, you're going to see Lisa's name because it's her card. You have to type in her name and hit confirm. Once you do that, once you hit confirm, if you do it on the phone, make sure you turn the phone sideways because a lot of the times people say, hey, it doesn't let me go all the way to the bottom. You got to turn the phone sideways. If you have, you know, if you have about 2 minutes to spare, I can walk you through that right now or you can do that later as long as you do it before tomorrow at noon. Cause the IT guys are going to ask you to do that either way. So, I mean, if you don't get it done today, they'll walk you through it either way. But a lot of the times I like to help the clients that I work with. That way when they get a call tomorrow, you know, it saves you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. So you let me know if you want to do this now or you'll do it at your, you know, when you have more time.
Yeah, I can do it when I have more time.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I know. You don't got to tell me. I know exactly where you're going with that. Okay. Bear with me a second. Okay. All right, brother. I'm just about done here. Thank you for being patient, by the way, man.
No problem.
Okay. Payment already went through, Kyle. You're all set, brother. When you get a chance, make sure that you get that filled in. Just do me a favor when, it's going to be the email. You're going to get quite a bit of few emails. The one that you want to pay attention to is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's where you're going to see where, you know, you got to fill in that. It's going to be, some letters in little, blue that's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. That's where you want to click at to get this done. And remember that we offer many Google services, so do not get confused. Or, you know, a lot of times you'll see other services and you're like, hey, wait a minute, why does it say that price? You don't worry about that, brother. You are on a fixed rate of $2.99 a month regardless of how many calls or leads you get. Okay.
Okay.
So if you see other prices there, because I get it all the time, people will call me like, hey, Mario, what is this Google guarantee for, you know, $500? And I'm like, it doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, because we are a direct channel partner to Google, we offer all their services. So just make sure you get those boxes clicked in. Type in Lisa's name exactly as it shows on there. And then we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon, Kyle. Again, welcome to the family, brother.
And thanks for consistently calling to, like, follow up, you know.
Yeah, it's okay, man. You know, sometimes we have to do that, and I know that as a business owner, you know, you're a lot of times, you know, caught up with other things, and, you know, people put this to the side, and luckily when they have about 20, 15 minutes, they'll be like, okay, man, let's go ahead and get it done.
Yeah.
You know, so, again, brother, talk to you tomorrow at noon.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.